Most of the Midwest will see tranquil weather occur, but it's going to be rather cool across the region for a little bit longer, but we do expect to see warmer temperatures move back across the region as we get through the weekend and into the early part of next week. Warming up in this particular situation may not be all that welcome because the odds are high that a major storm system will eventually impact the region, and this may occur at just near or immediately after the Christmas holiday. We will continue monitoring that time period most closely because so many people will be traveling during that time period, and this storm could have a fairly large impact on travel across the country. The storm that I'm talking about is more than a week away, or at least about a full week away. It'll likely begin to impact the region as an innocent-looking little frontal boundary that cuts across the region, and it looks like it will likely be followed by a deepening low-pressure center that will occur on Saturday, December 26th, out across the southern plains, and we'll see an enhancement of precipitation occurring across parts of the Midwest at about the same time. The storm system will then move to the east-northeast and come across a fairly large part of the Midwest late in that holiday weekend. It's still too far out in time for us to get it too focused on, but just as you're making travel plans, just be aware of that potential. In the meantime, in the nearer-term part of the forecast, really the weather is going to be mostly cooperative across the region for a while. We do have a little bit of light snowfall that will occur across the Great Lakes region today. It's not likely to get very far to the south, not likely to have much impact either. There'll be another little frontal system that'll come across the Midwest as we go from Sunday into Monday. This frontal system will be fast moving and will impact most areas along and east of the Mississippi River for a very short period of time. Storm system or frontal boundary will likely produce anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to about 4 or 5 tenths of an inch of moisture, and almost all this precipitation will be concentrated on the Sunday night and the Monday time period. By the time we get to Monday evening, most of the precipitation will be over. There may be a few lingering showers, however. And as we move deeper into the middle part of next week, a couple of other weather systems will merge together. One will be in the southeastern part of the country, another in the upper Midwest. The two will try to put their moisture together to create a more generalized precipitation event across the Midwest, but I would say the odds are fairly high that the central portions of the Midwest as well as the southwestern Corn Belt will probably not be involved with precipitation from this particular event. But the lower eastern parts of the region may, Ohio bound to portions of Kentucky and southern Indiana, may see quite a bit of moisture with this event. It won't be light, but there will still be some precipitation coming along during the middle part of next week. After that, of course, the stage becomes set for the bigger storm system off to the west, and we really don't want to make too much out of it at this point, but we'll continue to monitor it rather closely. The temperature bias across the region is expected to continue to be mostly cold today, but we will see a nice increase in temperatures across the region as we go out in time, and the temperatures will become warmer than normal once again as we get into the late weekend and the early part of next week. High temperatures across the region today, though, will be confined to mostly 30s in the north and 40s in the south, with some teens and 20s in the uppermost parts of the Midwest. High temperatures tomorrow will be running mostly teens and 20s in the uppermost Midwest, while 30s and 40s still continue in the rest of the region. A few temperatures near 50 will occur in Kansas and parts of Missouri. The warmer air will begin to become more and more dominating as we get out into the Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday time periods. We'll look for a lot of 40 and 50 degree highs in the eastern Midwest, and eventually some temperatures near 60 degrees will be possible around the Ohio River. In contrast, the cold air mass will begin pooling in the northern plains, and that sets the stage for the larger storm system later next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.